Amen. God is a good God, and it's a great privilege we have to be in camp meeting and serve the Lord and follow the Lord. Amen. We're thankful for every one of you that are present today, and most of all because the Lord is present. Hallelujah. Amen. By His Spirit, He can move all over the land. Hallelujah. At one time, He can just move mountains everywhere. Hallelujah. Wherever God's people are gathered together today, the Lord is there if they allow the Lord to be there. You can be in the midst of the presence and Spirit of the Lord, but you have to allow Him to come in. We were singing that little song here just a little while ago, and something just spoke to me out of that song where it was saying, I'll come into your heart to stay. And I got thinking about that. When Jesus saves our soul, amen, and we reach out and let Him do that, He comes into our life to stay. He don't just come in for one day or one month or just for one year. He comes in to stay. He comes in there to stay in us, amen, by His Spirit to be in us, hallelujah, forever, while we're here on this earth and be in His presence forever. And so, amen, it is you and I that drive Him out. You and I that say we don't want Him or we let other things come in too. When the Lord comes in, He wants complete control. He wants to fill up every room of our life. He wants to be every part of our life, just not Sunday, just not, and when we're in problems or whatever, but He wants to have, amen, reign in our life, hallelujah, as long as we live. He wants to do that. And so when we begin to allow other things to come in, He does not just order everything out. We can rebuke the devil and bind him and principalities and powers. We can do that and should do that. If we don't, but we entertain things that we shouldn't entertain, hallelujah, they come knocking on our door. Today, it's a little bit different. Our phones ring probably all the time. We want to sell you this. We're going to give you a month free this, if you will give it there. My, oh my. Sometimes I get a big paper in there, and it's got my full name on it, and it's got a key on it. And they said, if this key fits that new car, you've got a new car. Oh my. And if I'd allow it, things would start shaking inside of me, and my, oh my, and my. And I'll tell you, I give my tithe to the Lord, but even I know, if I get a new car, I can take the tithe and get a new car. That way I'd get to church all the time, and you know, the Lord would understand. You know, and amen, or whatever it is. But I'll get my name on there. In my office door, I even put that on that sign on there. Amen. My full name was on there, and a key was on there. And I'll have you know, I know of somebody that rushed to the garage, your key didn't work, and they talked to them, and they said, wow, you can save this many thousand dollars if you just buy a new vehicle. And it sounded so good because theirs was so bad that they just went right ahead, and they bought the new vehicle, and they found out that it doesn't hardly have any good gas mileage, and they had to buy an old car now that they're driving to work and to get groceries and everything else, and they have to leave the new one set in the driveway because it costs so much money for gas. But if we'd stop giving to the Lord, we might be able to do things like that. Hallelujah. Say where you're going. Well, you see where I'm going. But He comes into our life to stay. Amen. He wants to be in there. He wants to be the Lord of our life. Hallelujah. Not something else to be the Lord of our life, but He comes in to abide with us. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I will be with you even unto the end. Some sad situations as a pastor that I have been in my life and in my ministry. And that is sometimes when there's some different people, there's been a few that this happened to that was on their hour and moment when they were about to leave this world and go into eternity. And I've had families that say, we cannot stand this, we can't bear this, we're leaving the room or we're leaving the hospital bed, we'll be out in the hall. I am not condemning them as I say this to you, but they have left me there alone with them, and I've sat there with them praying and looking to the Lord as they began to draw their last breath and went out into eternity. And I'm not condemning those people. It's a hard thing to be able to handle. So don't go out of here saying he condemned us. I'm not doing that. But I thought, amen, with those individuals, the Lord's never left them. Hallelujah. They were born again, saved, washed in the blood. The Lord was there. Hallelujah. When they drawed their last breath on this earth, hallelujah, and began to breathe in the breath of heaven, hallelujah. We kind of breathe it in too, amen, in our living bodies. When the Spirit of the Lord comes down, we're breathing in the breath of God, hallelujah. And the breath of God will refresh, hallelujah. When you get a new breeze out there blowing, it brings in refreshment, brings in a lot of times, amen, the smell that would come from flowers and fruit trees and so on, and that odor can come in, amen. And when he breathes the breath of life in us, hallelujah, we can have life, amen, at salvation. We can have new life, hallelujah, when it seems like we're getting bogged down and tied down with this and that. Amen. He can breathe new life in us. But we have to reach out to him. Hallelujah. We have to put forth an effort. Hallelujah. If you have any kind of trees, you got gardens. Brother Frazier was talking to us about it yesterday. And you've got to just keep pulling the weeds out. And you've just got to cultivate it and take care of it. And the same way with the Lord in our life, we've got to take care of him in there. We've got to keep the house put together. Hallelujah. I was out traveling in ministry evangelizing, and the pastor says, I want to take you somewhere today. And he drove me down a road here and there, and he says, look at this church here. How beautiful it is. Just a beautiful church that's set there. But he said, you know, nobody can come to church here. And so I said, well, why? And he said, look at there. And it was a great big crack in the wall. Hallelujah. And so they had built that church not on solid ground. They had built it on some kind of sinking sand or something down under it. It was condemned. They were not allowed to use it anymore. Who knows how much money was spent for that church. But they could not use it. And I'm here to tell you, our vessel, if we have a crack in it, hallelujah, amen, where the Spirit of the Lord and the things of God will just drain out of it, and it'll be just contaminated with all kinds of things. Brother Frazier was talking about every room was cleaned unless a spider moved in after they cleaned it, and you've seen a little cow web in there. We'll just use that word for you, just amen, in there, I'll tell you, because he got in. And when we get a crack in our spiritual vessel, there's going to be unclean things that are going to come in through the crack, hallelujah, and that will give us problems. That's not what I'm going to minister to you about this morning, but it's something to think about. He comes in to abide, and he comes in to stay in our life, and we thank the Lord for it. We're going, amen, to turn in our Bible today, and we're going to the book of Luke chapter 6, hallelujah, Luke chapter 6, when you have found it. I want you to stand, and we're going to read it together. Thank God for the Word of the Lord. Hallelujah. A lot of people say, I don't have time to read the Bible, but they can look at something on TV for hours. You know, they can talk on the phone for other hours, but no time, amen, to read a Scripture in their Bible. And we need to take time every day to read the Word of God. Amen. I'm going to talk to you this morning about a willing heart. Amen. Lord, help us to be willing. And we're reading in the book of Luke chapter 6, and we're looking at verse 38. It says, give, and it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, and shaken together, and running over, shall men give into your bosom, for with the same measure that you might or give, withal it shall be measured to you again. Father, we thank you for our stepping stone here in the Word of God this morning. We thank you for what your Word says about us in giving, hallelujah, and surrendering to you. And we pray and ask you to move and to work, God, as the Word goes forth here today, standing behind the cross, that, Lord, you'll be magnified. And God, we're going to understand the Word of God and be strengthened in it. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. God loves a cheerful giver. I'm going to talk about giving to the Lord. I'm going to talk to you this morning about being a tither and a giving to God. And amen, we kind of can sum it all up right here. first of all, what we do, the very first word, not the last word, is give. Give. And I want to talk to you a little bit about Jesus. Amen. He gave all the time. Everything He was giving. 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 He gave. He gave His life. He gave His life really before He went to the cross. He gave it all. He just gave it every day. Gave it. He gave Himself to prayer. Gave Himself to fasting. Gave Himself to ministering. Gave Himself so He had no just one place where He laid His head every night. Many times out on the rock somewhere, or in a mountain, or in a valley, or in a strange place, or wherever it was. He didn't just stay in one place. And I'm glad the Lord don't just move in Israel and nowhere else, or in Jerusalem or nowhere else. I'm glad, amen, that the Lord moves by His Spirit throughout, amen, the world. God is moving and God is working. And He said, give. Now, He isn't just talking about here Himself, but He is saying to all of His people where He is living within them, coming in and into their heart, He is saying, give, give, give. What He does for you, give. We just go to the house of God a lot of times and we want to be blessed. And nothing wrong with that. We just want the blessing of the Lord. But when we have the blessings of God coming down upon us, the rain from heaven flowing and raining down upon us, He's giving you strength to go out and give. Amen. To go out and sow the word. To go out and witness. To go out and do the work of God. Hallelujah. And so in life, if we want to be like Jesus, we need to be a giver. When we talk about giving, we're not just talking about giving money. We will talk about that a little later here. But yet, we are giving. Giving of our talents. Some people have beautiful talents. And a lot of them give them to Satan. And they play music. And they're supposed to be the best guitar players maybe in the world, some of them. And they give. And so it's important where we give. Amen. Where we give. Hallelujah. We've had some great musicians. It's passed through our churches in different times. And some of them, they just couldn't get enough playing in the church or something, and they've gone out into the world to play for Satan. I don't want to play for Satan. I don't want, amen, to use my gifts out there to produce amen, to cause the work of Satan to be strong and grow. I don't want to do that. We need to use our talents for God. Hallelujah. You can use your talents if you're an electrician. You can get out and, amen, make a living with the work of your hands. That's proper and in order. But when it comes to the house of God, you'll be able, or the work of God, you can come in here. Seen a couple lights out last night. They must have got in here and got them fixed. Hallelujah. And they don't send a great big bill. You can use your talents, amen, for the Lord. Hallelujah. Your abilities for God. Some people can really sing. And amen, I guess we all think we can sing. Hallelujah. I'm glad the crows can sing. I remember one time, real early in the morning, just when the sun comes up, one morning I heard just a terriblest noise outside of my window out in the lawn, and I thought, what's going on? And I got up and looked out the window. The sun's just coming up, and out there I seen a mother crow and a baby crow, and they were out there at the end of the driveway. And what is going on here? And I was watching, and the mother crow, she'd stretch her neck out and she'd go, caw, caw. Hallelujah. And amen, little Junior, he'd go, caw, caw. Hallelujah. Amen. She'd do it again, and he'd do it again. She'd do it again, and he'd do it again. And I didn't mark down a time, but they did it quite a little while, and pretty soon they flew away. Don't you know, the next morning, they was out there again. Hallelujah. And the next morning, they was out there again. Hallelujah. But every morning, he was sounding a little bit better. She was teaching him, hallelujah, how to sing. Glory to God. Amen. And the Lord can teach us, and He can do things for us that we didn't know before. Hallelujah. Amen. When I first got saved and started in the ministry, I just didn't even know how. I had to put up a little partition somewhere, and I had to have somebody come in and put it up. I didn't know if 2x4s went this way or that way or whatever. Hallelujah. But since then, amen, one time I instructed and took over and helped to build a whole house. Hallelujah. What happened when you you say, I don't know anything about running a sweeper, and so you never even try at all. I get out there and try. I remember all of a sudden one Sunday evening, I believe in having church on Sunday evening and getting into the house of God, and I went and turn the lights on in the church and they wouldn't come on. I thought, wow, what has happened? I got on my phone. We had an electrician, not in the church, but in our area. I called him, no answer. I looked in the directory and called another. I'm getting kind of nervous. It's getting up close to church time, and there's not any kind of lights aren't working in the auditorium at all. I got to do something, but I don't know anything about it. But I got a big ladder, had a big tall ladder, and I went up that ladder, and I don't know, it must be up here in this area or something, kind of a box up there. And I got up there. I don't know what I did, but amen, the lights came on. Hallelujah. Because I didn't know anything. The only thing I knew about electric, you get shocked if you monkey with it. Hallelujah. And amen, I was just up there and got it together. Hallelujah. Amen. But since then, hallelujah, I've wired houses and I've, amen, something goes wrong with the electrician. In other words, you may start out and not know how to shine your glasses, but after you wear them a while and can't see out of them anymore, you learn how to take them off a little bit and shine them up. Hallelujah. And so something you don't know anything about, you don't set aside. I used to work in a creamery where I learned how to process milk from the cow to on the doorstep. Hallelujah. On your table and drink the milk. I learned all of that. But there was something I really didn't learn. I worked in a dairy where the leader there, the owner, made the best cottage cheese in the whole area. People just came to buy it and buy it. And in the middle of the night or whatever, when we were working, there was a time that we'd have a break, because when you put milk into different places and it has to be processed, you know, we had a break that we could just sit down for a little bit. And I would sit down and I could see the boss up there in another compartment working in another room, and he's working on this cottage cheese and doing different things. And I would just sit there and watch him. And amen, after I was done there and I moved from there into another place, I just felt bad. I thought I had a half hour or so every morning, every day, and I could have learned how to do that. And I could have went in another area and opened up a market for a cottage cheese in that area. I could have done that. But I didn't know how to do it because I wasted my time. I was just sitting idly by the wayside and looking where he was dumping this in it and that in it, and it was pretty far. It wasn't from here to the road. It was probably from here to the building over there. Way I could see him doing those things. But I just idly just sat and rested at that time, and I didn't learn something. And I'm here to tell you, if you're going to be a giver, you got to learn how to give. You got to have something to give first. Hallelujah. And you've got to learn how to give. Hallelujah. And you give wherever the need is. You can give out. Now, we talked about all those things, but we're talking about spiritual things as well. He said, give, hallelujah, and he said, it shall be given unto you. I like that part, but before I can have that part, I have to give. Have to give. Amen. What I can do. Say, I don't know, I can't even read a ruler, but you could hold a ruler for somebody. Come on, that you could hold it while they're marking something out. You can do something. Hallelujah. You say, I don't know nothing about electric, but you could be by the light switch. Hallelujah. I remember hearing somewhere else that eight men there was a worker, and he got up to fix the lights, and he had turned off the main power, and he got right up there, and he was working on the lights, and he said, ouch! What happened? I got shocked. How could you get shocked? They said, you couldn't get shocked because the electric's off. So they went back, sent somebody back to the main control, and it was on. Said, well, I turned it off. Said, turn it back off. He turned it off, and he worked some more, and he hollered again, and it was on. They thought, what is happening that, amen, this electric's on all the time? And so what they found out, somebody else came by. They didn't really know what they were doing, and they thought, wow, they always want the electric on, and I don't know why this switch is off. And while they'd be up there monkeying around with the wires in the ceiling, they'd turn the switch on. Amen. And the fire would fly in the ceiling. I mean, that person got a talking to. When something is off like that, you leave it off. Hallelujah. And I'm here to tell you, we can learn as we go. Hallelujah. Given shall be given unto you. Hallelujah. And it'll be given you good measure. Hallelujah. Good measure. Hallelujah. Amen. The Lord's got honest scales when He weighs something and gives it to us. Hallelujah. He'll give it to you good measure. And He said, press down. I should have had something up here. And amen, you press it down. You put wood chips in a can, I'll tell you, and it's full. But if you really press it down, you can put in double amount or maybe more than that. Hallelujah. And I'll give it pressed down, hallelujah, and shaken together. Hallelujah. When it's down and something's pressed down, it just shaken together. And the Lord said, I will do that, hallelujah, for you as a child of God. Amen. And He said, together and running over. He's going to allow it to run over, the blessing to run over. I remember of a lady that she moved into an apartment building, and she just didn't have enough curtains for all of her windows. She had some curtains, but where she moved out, she had one window. Now there was three windows in that room, and on we can go. And she didn't have any enough curtains. She couldn't do that. She didn't want to put a green one in, a pink one in the next window, and a yellow one in another window. She didn't want to do that. I guess they do those kind of things more today. But anyway, she thought, these, I can't use these. So she took those curtains and she gave them to some of her friends. Gave them this curtain. I like this one. And she gave them away. And she said, you know what happened? She said, the next day, there came a knock on my door. She said, there was somebody, and they had a sack full of curtains. And they give me those curtains. And she said, another person came the next day. And there was a couple persons came the day after day. She said, I had a half a room full of curtains that I didn't even need. I got any kind of curtains I wanted out of there for my windows, and I could give all of the rest away. Hallelujah. And that's kind of shaken together and running over. Hallelujah. And the Lord can do those kind of things. He can move and work in that area. You have need of something, hallelujah, instead of going out and paying $200 for it, somebody can come right up to you and say, here, I have this, I can't use it anymore, it's brand new, it didn't fit me, and they can just give to you, amen, what you have a need of. God can do that. How many He's done that for sometime in your life? Most all hands are going up back there. And He says, hallelujah, for with the same measure, this is the catch, the same measure that you might, that means that you give, with all, it'll be measured again. Amen. It'll be given back to you with the same measure that you give. If you give it, no, I don't like to part with this, but I guess I'll give it. You're not going to get, amen, a big measure back. But if you give it with a more willing heart, hallelujah, and you just want to do it, then, amen, the Lord will move and work and give it back to you in good measure. So when we talk about those things, it's quite important. And we're going to turn into money. Hallelujah. You're looking around to see if somebody turned into money. Amen. I mean, in the Scripture, we're going to look into and talk about money. We give to the Lord. Hallelujah. We can have faith in God, but it takes money to do whatever we're going to do in life. Hallelujah. A lot of different things. Now, I want to turn over to the book of Ecclesiastes. Amen. And we want to read some scriptures out of here for you at this particular time. We thank God for His precious word that is just so great and so good, and God moves and works in such a great way. In Ecclesiastes chapter 10, I don't know, maybe you never read this. I hope you did if you read your Bible. But it says in chapter 10 and verse 19, a feast is made for laughter, and wine maketh merry, but money answereth all things. Hallelujah. But money answereth all things. Hallelujah. Say, I have faith that I can fly to Africa. But amen, when you get to the airport, say, pay. Oh, I have faith. It's not going to get you there. It takes money. It takes money. Say, well, I want to take this money with me. I don't want to buy a ticket. Hallelujah. But it takes money. Now, I'm going to read that again to you in verse 19. Hallelujah. It says, a feast is for laughter, wine maketh merry, but money answereth all things. We're going to get into this now at this time. Money won't take us to heaven. Some people think, you know, that if I give a lot, I'll go to heaven. No, hallelujah, it doesn't mean that. We need to be givers, but just giving money will not, amen, be our ticket to heaven. So I want you to understand that. Hallelujah, but it's an answer to all things. And, amen, many people just want to make more money. Make more money. And that's okay, but if you do, you should increase your giving. Way back, if it's 30 years ago, you got saved and you give a dollar in every offering, and now you're still giving a dollar in every offering and not more. Come on, something's never increased at all. Are you out there? What's wrong? You got increased in your wage. If you get increased in your wage, you need to increase in your giving. Amen. You don't. When you start to work and you pay tithe and whatever you have, if you make $100 and you give $10 in tithe and you get raises until you're making $300 and you're still giving $10 in tithe, you've got to give accordingly, amen, at what comes in. You need to give. We need to increase. Hallelujah. And we learn more and more. And we talked about just logical things, fixing electric wires and cars and stuff and doing things like that. Hallelujah. The more that we do it, we learn how to do it more perfectly. Hallelujah. And we might do it more often than we did it before. In the same way in giving, hallelujah, we need to give as God has blessed us. Hallelujah, and poured out to us. It's a sad thing, but there's many Christians today that are not even tithers. That's 10%. There's many, many that just don't tithe because they got so many different kinds of bills that are out there. But I'm going to tell you, amen, we need to be tithers. We're going to be talking about that a little bit more here in our giving to God. Hallelujah. Now we're going back to the book of Exodus. And we're going into the 35th chapter, Old Testament. I don't believe in that, and I don't care much about that. Well, we need to get into the Word of God and see what it says. And, amen, we'll get back over in the New Testament here in a little bit. In the 35th chapter of the book of Exodus, it says, "And Moses, in verse 1, gathered all the congregation of the children of Israel together, said to them, These are the words which the Lord hath commanded that ye should do them." And he speaks, we're not going to go through all of that, we're going to hit different scriptures here. He said, 6 days your work will be done, and you are, hallelujah, to rest on the Sabbath day. Hallelujah, it's the day of rest. In verse 2, and amen, you whoever doeth work therefore, he shall be put to death in the Old Testament. Hallelujah, and when we rob the Lord of the Lord's day, hallelujah, we don't assemble in the house of God if we've got strength and health to be there. Hallelujah, we're actually robbing the time that we need to be living for God and going with God. And he said he would gather them together. It's a day that the Lord has made. Sunday's a day that God's made for a day of rest. And it's not just to just sleep all day long, hallelujah, but together in the house of God and put the Lord first. I'm not an expert in this. I talk with the people at the church or different people, maybe about different things on the Lord's Day, but yet, amen, with the help of the Lord, I'm doing a little less of that, that we need to take that day and just talk about the Lord, amen, be in prayer, come on, a day that when you get home, it's a day you can just rest. I don't know if it's true, but I've heard say that every 7 days, our heart just kind of slows down a little bit. Hallelujah. And that, if that is true, then really God, amen, wants us to just slow up. Hallelujah. That one day and just give it to the Lord and just praise and glorify Him. Can you say amen? Now, hallelujah, we move on down here and we're going to look at the fifth verse. He said, "Take ye from among you an offering unto the Lord." Hallelujah. We're talking about giving. He said, "Take unto you an offering unto the Lord, whosoever is of a willing heart." Hallelujah. The Lord wants us to do it willingly. Amen. Wants to do willingly. Amen. When I give my heart to the Lord, and clear up to the time then when I was married, amen, to my wife, she was a giver and a tither, and I really didn't know anything about it, and about tithing. And so I wanted to be happy, and I wanted to do what she wanted to do. And so when payday would come, she worked out, I did, payday would come, she'd take 10%, hallelujah, and give it to the Lord. But there was something I didn't like. When we would go to church and we'd sit in church, she always had me sit by the aisle. And when it come time for the offering and, amen, to put your tithe in, she would hand the envelope to me. And, amen, I had to give this good money away, and she'd set me in the aisle. And I mean, I would cringe. And I'm telling you the truth. I'm not making up a story. When I dropped that into the plate, that offering in that envelope, it felt like half of me was leaving. I was putting myself in there and putting money into a wasteful kind of a thing. I needed that money. And my heart would just go with that money, trying to draw it back out of that basket, come on, and put it back in my pocket. And I didn't like it. I says, well, I'll sit over here. No, she wanted me to sit there. And I didn't tell her why I didn't like it. I didn't want trouble in the family. And so I would just give it, but not with a willing heart. We lived and we drove about 50 miles to where we went to church at that time, because we went where we were raised and we had moved away. And so there were times that I had to work over. And I really appreciated it when I had to work Sunday, because that meant we won't be going to church today, and there's some extra money. And I was doing okay. And then, amen, I got a little bolder as you get married, and you're married a little longer, you get a little bolder. Why are you looking so funny? Some of you are turning, amen, pale or something. Hallelujah. And I would just watch things. And when my wife, we had certain money for food, and she would go out and bring home food. And I mean, the back seat was full of it, and we had all kinds of good things to eat. And then the next week, I got it working, so every other week I worked Sunday and we didn't get to church, and I don't know what happened, and I connived around, and we didn't tithe that time, because, and I was more happy about it, and that's more money for us. And she would come home on the weeks that we didn't tithe, and she'd come home with about two or three little bags full of groceries. And I said, what happened? Didn't you spend all the money? I spent it all, but everything was up, and I just didn't have enough. And I mean, those weeks, and I'm not lying to you, when I would, for a main meal, I'd get, three meatballs about that big around, if you can see. Hallelujah. Because there wasn't enough meat, amen, to give me more, hallelujah, every day. And then the weeks that we tithe, amen, God would bless. Then my eyes begin to open up. And other times when we didn't tithe, something would happen. Our teeth would break, we had to go to the dentist. Amen. We'd get sick and have to go to the doctor. The tire would blow out in the car and we'd have to replace it. But the weeks that we were tithing, God was just blessing. And the weeks we weren't, God was not blessing. Come on, amen. You say, well, I want to go as lunch ready. If it's ready, we're still stopping here. Hallelujah. You want to hear the rest of the story? Hallelujah. And I can remember, I would have arguments with God. He was dealing now and said, you still need to tithe. It's the Word of God. You need to tithe. So I was getting a hold of the Word. And I'd have talks with the Lord. And I remember one week I said, Lord, there's not enough money. There's not any money left. The car payment. We're paying rent. We got to buy food. We got to do this. Amen. We've got little Diane and she is crying and has to have milk and everything else all the time. I don't have any money to tithe. And, amen, when Monday, I got up to go to work and the car wouldn't start and wouldn't run. And I found out, amen, it was a fuel pump that went bad and I had to have one. And I went down to the parts store, now listen to me, and I went to the counter and I said, I have to have a new part here. And I said, okay. And he went up and he got this new part and he came right to the counter and I said, how much was it? And when he said, how much was it? It was exactly my tithe for that week. And the Lord spoke to me right there and said, how do you have enough money to buy this fuel pump? You didn't have enough money to pay your tithe. And then all the things I told you up till now flashed through my mind. I do not know, but they say when somebody's drowned, their life just flashes through their mind before. But I mean, I had mine while I'm waiting to get the money out of my pocket flashing right through. How God really blessed us whenever, amen, we tithed and give to God, and how, amen, it was a curse on us when we did not do it. Hallelujah. And I learned my lesson. And I went home, hallelujah, and I said, we're going to be tithers now and givers to God. Hallelujah. And I moved in that the rest of my life. Hallelujah. God is God. Hallelujah. You can't beat God blessing no matter how you try. Hallelujah. The more that you give, God will give back. But let's get moving right along here. Hallelujah. And I read verse 5 to you. I want to read verse 5. And he says, take from among you an offering unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Unto the Lord. And whosoever is of a willing heart, hallelujah, let him bring it. Bring it. You don't send it. Now, amen, if you're in a wheelchair and can't get out of your house, sure, you can send it. You need to send it to the house of God. Hallelujah. But yet, we're to bring it, hallelujah, individually into the house of the Lord. Our responsibility to do that. An offering unto the Lord of gold and silver and brass. That would be their tithe, the offering that they would bring to the Lord. And on we can go with that. Now, amen, we'll just kind of move along in this. We start down in verse 6. Hallelujah. And they was to take an offering, you know, of a willing heart, and blue and purple and scarlet, and it reads all about that down through there. And we get clear down to verse 21. And they came, every one, hallelujah, whose heart stirred him up. My heart was stirred up. Hallelujah. To stir up our heart. Hallelujah. And we need our heart stirred up. And everyone whom his spirit made willing. Hallelujah. God's Spirit can make us willing. Willing to be a giver to Him. Hallelujah. And you can, I mean, you can give to somebody that's in need. You can help a neighbor. You can help somebody that's had a tragedy that's happened. You can do different things and give to God. And, amen, I'll probably repeat this, but, amen, we robbed Him in Malachi with tithes and offerings. Hallelujah. When I first got saved, they only talked about tithing. But, amen, there's offerings in there, and an offering is what I willingly want to do. I willingly wanted to tithe. Now I had to learn to willingly want to give an offering over and above the tithe. Hallelujah. I think his name was Letourneau, if I can remember his name right. Invented actually the blade on the bulldozer. Heavy moving earth equipment. He did some offshore drilling things before he died. He would just wake up in the middle of the night and the Lord would give him a vision, and he'd go to his drawing board and he'd draw up what it is, and he would build things and so on. And it said when he was saved, he and his wife, and they got married, they decided that they were going to be tithers, and it wasn't long, and said, we're going to give 20%, not 10%. And then finally 30% and 40% and 50%. And they said in depression time, somebody pulled in their driveway. He had a welding machine in there and up a little garage and right behind his house and where he put his car. And somebody came up to him with $100,000 and said, I want you to build me this piece of equipment. And God just blessed him so much, he was almost afraid of the blessing that was coming in. And we go up through his life. He helped missionaries. He did work for the Lord. And it said at the end of his life, they were given 90% to God and just 10% for themselves. Well, they probably had thousands, yes, but it didn't start out that way. Hallelujah. Amen. Given 90% to God. And if we should not be decreasing, we should be increasing, hallelujah, in our giving. Hallelujah. And what we give. We have something in our home we can give, hallelujah, something to somebody, hallelujah, whatever. It's not just all in dollars, but we can give somebody something that, amen, they might have need of, and on we can go. All right, now you just pay attention here what we're doing. He said, he made them willing, and they brought the offering to the work of the tabernacle. Hallelujah. To the of the congregation. Hallelujah. And for all his service and for holy garments. They brought in special offerings. hallelujah, offerings to just do something, offerings to build a church. One in our town, they were taking offerings to replace a big church, the roof that was on that church. They said it was thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars, but they brought in offerings for it when a need was there. Hallelujah. And we can give offerings, amen, unto the Lord. And we can go on and on with that. And it says, and they, a little bit of verse 22, and they came both men and women. It wasn't only the men that gave, it was the women that gave also. Hallelujah. And they came, every one of them would come, and as many as were willing-hearted. Hallelujah. Those that were willing-hearted, they were the givers. Hallelujah. And they're the ones that's going to be blessed and going to be met as they give unto the Lord. Hallelujah. All right. Amen. We're going to drop down here to verse 29. Taking a look at verse 29 concerning what happened here. He said, and the children of Israel brought a willing offering unto the Lord, every man and woman whose heart made them willing to bring for all manner of work. Hallelujah. They brought with a willing heart, and they did that. We read over in the book of Acts, we're going to get into New Testament, and we read about when they were giving offerings. Hallelujah. We read about Jesus and the disciples standing where they came to bring offerings. And they brought offerings, and they was looking and watching what people brought. The eyes of the Lord see what we bring. Amen. See what we drop in. The eyes of the Lord knows. He knows that. Hallelujah. And they were watching. And Jesus said to the disciples by Him, look at there. He said, that woman's brought more than all the rest have brought. She's brought more than all. He said, what are you talking about? He said, look at them. They're coming now. They got great big hands full of money, and they're putting it in. And she just put in two mites. They knew what she put in. I don't know what that's worth now. If it's worth a dime or a nickel, I doubt it any more than that. And she's putting in the two mites. She's given more than the rest. Come on, Jesus. Amen. You must be having a fever or something, because you can see they're bringing in hundreds and hundreds, and she's bringing in two little coins. He said, that's true, but she's giving all that she has. The rest have some left over so that they can still live. She doesn't have any money now to buy food for her children and to whatever needs that she might have. She doesn't have any money. She has given it all. Hallelujah. Let me say this to you. God is faithful to all. Hallelujah. If you make $100 a month, you give 10. Somebody, amen, makes a 10 million in a month, and they give a million. They're giving more to the Lord than you are. No, they're not. Jesus said, I want you to give 10% of whatever you have. Hallelujah. And if you just have a dollar and you give 10 cents and somebody gives $10 because they got 100, in the eyes of the Lord, you've given as much as they have. Hallelujah. And God will bless you as much as He'll bless them. Hallelujah. Because, hallelujah, they're given what God tells them to give. Then when you get into offerings, you're giving over and above that and giving it on to God. Hallelujah. And as you give on to God, God is not going to be indebted to anyone. God will come on the saint. Hallelujah. I've heard, amen, how God has blessed people with automobiles that somebody has given them. Sometimes I've heard about God giving somebody a home, just giving them a house and a home. God giving you need new shoes or something. God gives you new shoes. Hallelujah. Just does that. Somebody comes up and just gives those to you. Amen. And when we give, God will bless us. Hallelujah. And when we tithe, some people say, well, I just can't afford to tithe. And we're in that time now. Hallelujah. When a lot of people are not, they can't afford to tithe. They're not tithing. But I'm here to tell you this. Hallelujah. Whatever it is, amen, and you give your tithe, I'm here to tell you 90% will buy more and go further than that 100% would go when you don't pay your tithe. 90%. If you don't believe that and you have backed off in tithing and you're fighting, you tithe and see if that 90%, amen, doesn't go further. What do you mean by that? You might need bread and you find out and get to the store and it's on sale. Two loaves for the price of one. Amen. Last week you had to pay the double price. And on and on we can go. You have to use your mind on that. But God will put it together for us. When we have a need, God will be there to provide for us. Something you really need. And all of a sudden, just like that, that's happened to more than one person in here, it goes right on sale for half price. Hallelujah. And you're able to go out and get it and buy it. Hallelujah. The Lord saved you maybe $80 or $90. Hallelujah. Because it went on sale. Well, that just happened. No. Hallelujah. But it's God working and moving and supplying. Hallelujah. For us as the children of God. Hallelujah. God cares. Hallelujah. About us. We need, really, it was men and women, and both men and women that gave. Hallelujah. And God was there to take care of the present life. Hallelujah. And you say, well, I gotta have something the Joneses have. They get a new car, I have to have one. They get a new dress or a new suit, I gotta have one. Amen. No, you may not need one. Hallelujah. God is able to supply for you. Hallelujah. You need to be content whatever state you're in. God can take care, hallelujah, of you. God can supply. Hallelujah. God is good. He's good all the time. Hallelujah. When I started out in ministry, I had one suit, a gray suit. Amen. And I wore it Sunday morning and Sunday night and Monday night and Tuesday night, and I read it. Amen. I wore it in revivals, and I wore it here and I wore it there and I wore it. And when it was finally wore out, I never wanted another gray suit. I kind of almost got one on today. Hallelujah. But amen. Now, glory to God, I don't have my closet clear full of suits, but I've got several suits. Amen. Many suits. Hallelujah. I was out traveling one day, and made a visit somewhere and seen somebody. They say, hey, do you have a little bit of time? I said, oh yeah, I kind of do. I got an appointment over here a little later. Come with me. And he took me into two different stores, hallelujah, and he bought me two brand new suits. Some of them was up in the hundreds of dollars for price of it, and bought that suit. And then he said, we're going somewhere else, and he bought me another one, amen, and put them in the car, and I went home with two brand new suits, hallelujah. Now, God can do that. I didn't have to pay anything. I had to give a little bit of my time to go and try them on, hallelujah, but that was it. And that's God working and moving. And don't tell me that He doesn't move and work for people like that, because God will work and move for us, hallelujah, as we put God first and we get in there, hallelujah, and we get that tithe out there and give to God. Hallelujah. I'm telling you that 90% will go better than 100%. Hallelujah. And if you go ahead, if you give that a test, if you don't believe what I'm saying, and if you don't starve to death, come back and give us a testimony. Come on. Amen. God is a supplier. God will take care of us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And we're thanking God for it. All right. Amen. Let's look at Malachi. You've probably read that different in your lives, but amen. We'll take another look at it. And amen. The last chapter in the Old Testament, chapter 3. We'll start down in verse 10. It said, bring ye all. Everybody say all. All the tithe. I read about in the book of Acts when they were all selling their properties and bringing in their money so that it could help and maybe feed all the people together, and they had places they could sleep because they were being persecuted and all things going on, and it was getting rough living, and maybe they couldn't even get a job because they were really living for God, and all kinds of things were happening, and they brought in their money. And then one day they were bringing them in, and there was a man that brought in his money. Hallelujah. And he brought it in, and he came up, and the Lord knows how to speak to us. And Peter said, and you sold your property for so much, and this is all the money that you are given? And he said, yes, it's everything. It's all of it. That we sold it for this much money. Here it is. And he laid it out before Peter. Hallelujah. And Peter said, Ananias, hallelujah, how is it that you have lied against the Holy Ghost? Hallelujah. And right away, amen, Ananias dropped dead right at the place of giving. Dropped dead. They came in and took him out, and in different places in the world, they have funerals the same day that people die because of the heat and all reasons. And they took him out and buried him, and they didn't call in all the family or the whole church shut down and go. They didn't do that. They went out and had that funeral. 3 hours later, hallelujah. I don't know why it was so much later that she came in, but 3 hours later, In comes his wife. And right away, Peter sees her come in and say, come on, come here a minute. And he said, did you and your husband sell your property for so much money? She said, that is true. And you gave it all. And so he said to her, and found out why, that said, how is it that you have agreed together with your husband to tempt the Spirit of God, to tempt God? The same, amen, feet that we see at the door coming in, and the door opened up, they come in, and they're going to carry you out. Hallelujah. Your husband has died. And right there, amen, she dropped dead, amen, at the altar where they were given to the Lord, and they carried out. Great fear came upon the church. And they agreed together that they would just, the money was theirs. He said, as long as you had the money, he asked her and said, well, we just kept back part of it in case it didn't work really. We kept it back. Then we would have some money to back up on, and at least we were survived. But he said, you could have just said, we just bring in part of the money, and that would have been fine. But you said you've done all of this, and you didn't do it. We need to be careful to say to people, I'm doing all of this, and I'm doing all of that. You know, and yeah, I'm fasting all the time and everything, and we're not even fasting at all. Hallelujah, we're not doing something. We need to be careful before the Lord. Hallelujah, we may not drop dead physically, but we'll drop dead spiritually. Hallelujah, when we disobey God. We need to follow the Lord. He went on to say to them, bring all the tithe into the storehouse. Bring it into the storehouse. It don't say mail it off to California. Are you listening? Wake up. Amen. You're not sending it off way somewhere else. Come on. If you're sending it way off, hallelujah, to a television evangelist, your tithe, when you get sick, call him up or her up to come and pray for you. Come on. Amen. You're going to have a funeral. Call them up to come. No, I can't reach them. Hallelujah. But a lot of times people's got twisted up. I hope we don't have anyone in here like that. And they're sending it off a million miles away. Come on. Hallelujah. And they're not supporting the house of God. We don't want your tithe and an offering here. Hallelujah. We don't want that. We want an offering. We don't want your tithe. Your tithe goes to your home church. Amen. You don't have a home church, you better find one. Hallelujah. And find a place where you can get in. Hallelujah. And you are a tither and you put it in there so that the work of God is taken care of there. Say amen. Look over somebody. If they're passing out, pray for them. Hallelujah. Come on. Amen. We need, hallelujah, to give in the right way. We put that in there. Then if you want to, you can take 10%. Hallelujah. Not the first 10%, but another percent if you want to. And you could put it out there to the hungry. Ananias and Sapphira could have kept back that part. But they wanted to look good among people. They wanted people to think well of them. We're not getting to heaven by looks and what people look at. And we're just all dressed up fine. You all look like good Christians in here to me. Amen. The way you're dressed and amen, your eyes are open. But God knows the secrets of our heart. God knows what's inside. Hallelujah. And God wants us to, we need to be a giver of our time. Hallelujah. Giver of our time. We just need to be a giver in all kinds of things. Not just in money, but in our time. Hallelujah. Just do that. Oh, I just appreciate it. A lot of them that go to the mission field with us at times, they'll leave their suit there when they go. They leave almost the shoes off of their feet. Amen. We have one young fellow that goes with us and we go into Haiti. He takes a great big suitcase and bag of clothes into Haiti and around. When he comes back out, he don't hardly have anything. He's taken his coat off and given that away. He's given, amen, his pencils away. He gives the suitcase away. Hallelujah. Gives the shoes off of his feet away. Hallelujah. And still wants to keep giving. I understand, amen, that man, he's not really that old, but God is just blessing him and blessing him and blessing him back at home and what he's doing. Why is he blessing him when he's a young man? Because as a young man, he's just pouring out and just giving to God and giving to God and giving to God and giving to God. Hallelujah. I believe if he had a vehicle over there and drove it over there, amen, I believe he'd just leave it there and give it to somebody. Hallelujah. I'll tell you what, when you jump into a vehicle, if you always jump in the front seat, maybe something's wrong. Why am I preaching like this? Hallelujah. But amen, if you move in and there's a 90-year-old lady in there and you make put her way in the back seat somewhere in a corner, hallelujah, where everything's piled around her, and you got a nice place right in the front seat, hallelujah, where she could sit, that's mine. And I want to be up there to see everything. I'll tell you, we need a change in spirit, hallelujah, out there. Glory to God. We went to visit church one time, a church, and we went in, got in there early, and we sat in a certain place and enjoyed the service, but I kept feeling a bad spirit behind me. Something wasn't right in that service. Somebody just didn't like what was going on. And I didn't know what happened. And so after the church, and I don't remember where we heard this or it came up, when we got in there, amen, we sat in somebody else's seat because they weren't there yet. If you want a certain seat, get in here, stay in here through dinner, amen, lunchtime, and just stay in that seat, and then probably you can sit there unless it belongs to somebody else. Hallelujah. And we found out that, amen, those people that sat behind us were very disturbed with us. They sat one seat behind us, very disturbed because we had their seats. Some of you aren't even smiling. Are you out there? Some like to sit in the front. Some like to sit in the back. Amen. They told me about this person. Hallelujah. And the church was filled right up. Filled up. And when it was filled up, the door opened up, and in came a mother and dad and three children. And the only seats that were as available was the back seat. And they slid into the back seat and sat down. A little bit later, in come a lady. She looks around. She looks over at them. Said, "What are you doing? Sitting in my seat." Said, "Is this your seat?" "Yes, it is. Would you please get up? It's my seat." They said, the dad got up and the mother got up and the three children got up and she sat down and they turned and went out to the door. I wonder why they never came back again. I wonder if they ever did get saved. Come on. Don't always try to be first. Come on. We need to step back. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't know, but I think it's good for you. Well, I'm saying it because I'm a pastor and we can get in and the older folks can get in the line and those with children ahead of others to get the food up there. Amen. I'll tell you what. If you're just single here, hallelujah, you've got your health, thank God you can stand and wait for others to get ahead and to go. There's a lot of those that just go right in. Brother Sanchez, he might not want to step in up there like that because he has a spirit in him. Hallelujah. Let others be before me. Hallelujah. But God wants us to be givers to Him. Hallelujah. And when we're givers to Him, God can bless us and God can give back to us. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. My, we just got to close. We're just going to buzz right over there to that scripture that we read in the beginning, and we want to read it again. Hallelujah. Here as we close. In the book of Luke, chapter 6, and we read this to you, and He tells us here, amen, to give, and it shall be given unto you. Hallelujah. Good measure, pressed down, running over. Amen, or shaken together rather, and running over, shall men give unto your bosom. Hallelujah. Some people think, they get up and say, well, God just provided for me. And some people think the Lord just let it rain out of heaven. No, God causes people to come in, hallelujah, and give something to you. Hallelujah. God moves in the heart of people, and that's what He's saying. Hallelujah. Shall men give unto your bosom, or into your bosom. Amen. There will be those that will come and give to you when you give to others. That happens. And the Lord, God won't be indebted to any man, but God will work and move. And when a need comes in your own life, God will bless you. Hallelujah. I've been through some times, we'll say, dry financial times in my life in ministry when really hardly enough not coming in wherever I was pastoring the church. Hallelujah. And I believe the bills should be paid. Amen. Should pay the electric bill in the church and everything needs to be paid. And I said, no. Amen. I don't want anything at all. We want to make and get the bills paid. But I'm going to tell you, I've gone through some of those things. I've been, amen, coming up about, and right now, amen, July, the first Sunday in July, be 50 years, amen, in ministry. And there's been times the church has gone through these hard places. But in those places, God really has blessed me more, hallelujah, than, amen, when it's coming in and I can have a certain amount, hallelujah, whatever it is that the church would give. The Lord, how He does it, it's hard to figure out how He does it, but God has come through, hallelujah, and I never lacked, hallelujah. I never run out of gas in my car. I didn't just run and fly around and have all kinds of pleasures, but it was in there enough, amen, and God was the supplier. God is the supplier. You got shoes on your feet and clothes on your back. Hallelujah. I'm telling you what, and you've got a purse or you've got a pocketbook in there. Maybe there's nothing in it, but amen, God has blessed you and God will bless His people. Hallelujah. And we can be content whatever we have. You have one shirt, have one suit like I talked about. Hallelujah. Just one pair of shoes or whatever it is. You don't need 90 pairs of shoes to have the blessing. Hallelujah. You can only wear one pair at a time anyhow. Hallelujah. And you can have the blessing of God upon you. And the Lord will move and work in your life. Let's pray. Father, we thank You, Lord God, for the lesson. Whatever we was doing, Lord, extorting, or God preaching or teaching, and maybe some of all of it. But God, help us, Lord, to have a willing heart. Talk to us, Lord, in our heart. My God, right now this morning, God. Hallelujah. And we give You permission to help us to have a willing heart. Hallelujah. To go the second mile. Hallelujah. Lord, You talked about that. If they tell you to go, carry the load a mile, carry it 2 miles. Hallelujah. Go the second part. Hallelujah. Do it willingly. Help us to have a willing heart towards You, God, in giving of our time. And yes, finances as well. It takes finances to live on this earth. We know that. We can't buy groceries with good looks. We have to have money. We know that. But we are not just saying we have everything if we have money or a little extra. Have Your way in our life, God. Hallelujah. And the more that we have, help us to give more to You, God. Hallelujah. To increase our giving. Hallelujah. Of our time and possession and God, the monies that we have. Move and work in our lives, God. If anybody's struggling with tithing, God, I pray You'll set them free. Hallelujah. Right now. And Lord, right this week, God, hallelujah, they're going to get that tithe in. And Lord, they're going to look and see if that 90% does not go further than 100. Father, move and work in their lives in Jesus' name.